Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Ruth Kasserer. And the protagonist of the documentary we'll be talking about, which is called Gwendolyn, Gwendolyn-like. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all. Would you like to maybe say hi to our listeners?
Yes. Hello. I'm very pleased that you chose our film, and I look forward to giving you some information about the film.
Hello, Gwendolyn. How are you? Do you come to Prague often?
No, I haven't been to Prague since 1996.
Uh-huh, really? So it's nice to be back.
It's very nice to be back, yes.
So, Ruth, why don't we start off by telling our listeners a little bit about the film and just introduce it?
Well, Gwendolyn is a story about a 65-year-old weightlifter who is also a retired anthropologist and who lives in London, but originally is from Austria, from Styria.
So now, because we have the protagonist of that film here with us, the first question that obviously comes natural to ask is, how did you start off in the world of weightlifting and what made you decide to start?
It was sheer chance that one of the local gyms where I went to just for general fitness was actually a real weightlifting gym. And I saw women as well as strong men lifting weights, and I thought it looked so elegant and was so wonderful. And there was a trainer there, a coach, who offered to train me enough to be able to begin weightlifting. It took 3 years to get strong enough to do it.
Yes, but sure, but the sheer determination to help you achieve such great records and such, you won so many awards, right? But yeah.
Yes, that was lucky. Again, I could never have done it without my coach.
Yeah. So. But it wasn't just luck. It was also something else.
Yes, I became really very interested in it, and I enjoyed doing it. It's a very complicated movement and intensely frustrating, but it also makes it interesting.
Ruth, when did you decide to film, make this story?
Well, it was a couple of years ago. I can't remember the exact time, but my previous film is about three boxers in the US. They are younger. And after that, I knew I wanted to keep going with this sports subject in a way, but and with women in sports, but because I think like in these extreme sports like weightlifting or boxing, and I wanted to do something about an elderly athlete. So, but when I met Gwendolyn through a friend, I was so surprised because I didn't know much about weightlifting, and I had this idea of these strong-headed people with very strong legs and just like a very big sport in a way for me, yeah? Very powerful sport. And when I met Gwendolyn, she surprised me totally, not only in that, not only in her figure, in the radio you have to say, she's very thin, she's very elegant and very delicate looking, but in fact she's a very strong person in her mind and also whatever she does. So she surprised me constantly in everything, which was so challenging and great for the film.
It's quite inspiring.
Very inspiring person, yeah, definitely.
Define the archetype of the, the image that you described as someone who would be a weightlifter, right?
Yeah, totally. That was really, I mean, I genuinely like it to be surprised, but with her it was also that when I met her, I knew from the very first moment that we could go somewhere together, that we could, because in a documentary you have to develop something. You have an idea in your head, but this idea you know already from the beginning when you write it, that it will be changed constantly with the person. So with Gwendolyn, it was really a joy to work.
Gwendolyn, what was your reaction to hearing that someone wanted to make a documentary about you?
I was not all that surprised, because people had come before to the gym with ideas about making film about women in weightlifting and so on, but never anything came of it. So I thought, all right, well, we'll talk about it, and probably nothing will come of it, but something did come of it, which was nice too.
But also, what was your relationship like? I mean, did it in any way sort of affect your training, or did you even feel the presence of the cameras in any way?
Yes. Yes, it was quite off-putting having a camera right in front of you, trying to catch your expression as you're about to attempt to lift. Yeah, I had to get used to that. It did annoy me at times.
And I want to add something there. I remember one moment, because Seraphine Spitzer, who did the camera, and I talked a lot about how can we come close to her while she's training. I mean, in general, we talked about that. But once he really came very close, and then Gwendolyn, after, she said to him, I didn't make that one because you came too close. And I think it was a very important moment, is an important moment in the film. Sometimes you play, you know, with the camera has definitely an impact, yeah.
Yes, but it also definitely kind of doesn't feel like you can tell that there's a camera there, you know. So you wanted to kind of keep the filmmaking process distant from the actual movie itself. You didn't want it to feel like a documentary?
In a way, that's what I felt when we talked and when we get to know each other, that Gwendolyn has a very, very... a life that is so... There's so many things in her life that you can't tell everything in a film. It's impossible in general in life, but with her life especially. So I knew that we slowly have to reveal everything. We can't tell everything. And I also don't like to explain in a film. I'm not that kind of a filmmaker to make interviews and so. So I knew certain things I can't tell of this very complex life. But you can give a feeling, right? And you can give a feeling by thinking about with her, how can I kind of put her in a frame? How can I stage her? How can I work with her life? Mm-hmm. That's what I decided to do. And so we always spoke before when we came to film for a period of time. We came in periods between 1 week or maybe 10 days sometimes, and stayed with her that time. She really devoted her time to us. Also, the other protagonists of the film did the same, which was quite amazing. And then we staged the scenes and said, let's do this now and let's do this now. But within, like the text, Gwendolyn and the other protagonists had their own text, of course, and also could move freely within the scene.
Yeah, speaking of the other protagonists, I very much enjoyed to watch your relationship with the trainer and the friendship that you guys have, the bond that you guys have. It's very touching, and it was one of the highlights of the film for me. Gwendolyn, so in the movie we see you kind of struggling through illness and operations, and I guess I wanted to ask you as well, what weightlifting kind of mean to you? Does it kind of distract you in a way from all that?
No, on the contrary.
All right.
It's a very important factor in keeping me going.
Really?
Mm. Because by doing this type of quite challenging exercise every day, you force your body to behave and to function as if there was nothing wrong with it. So, and then you do feel as if nothing was wrong with it. You see, it's a sort of positive feedback in a behaviorist sense. And it's not just about the medal winning. You know, now I'm beyond medal winning, but I still train every day in order to keep as healthy as I can, given that I'm not completely healthy.
What inspired me the most was Gwendolyn's courage, because she has so much. I mean, other people would give up so quickly about that. And I mean, so she's really like a big role model for me, and I hope for others too, that you can deal with situations that in life that are not always easy, like her illness, for example. Yeah,
yeah.
And she's so curious, just from her character, from her whole being, about other people, and so human, such a human person for me, that I was just quite amazed by that, I have to say. And this is, for me, the really main part why I made this film.
Yeah, and that goes for all ages. But I wanted to return to that point that you mentioned earlier. I guess in the same vein, friend of yours asks you whether you finished that book, and you mention, I don't know if I want to finish it yet, or something along those lines. So I guess having something to do as well is you like that.
Well, I am a writer. Yes. I have been writing books continually since the early 80s. So I have finished this particular book that I was writing at the time when the film was made. It will appear later this year, and I have started another one.
What can we tell our listeners what the book is?
The new book? Well, I'm actually working on two projects. Okay. And one is really about love. And the other one is about a house I lived in Austria between 1960 and 1969, where all sorts of different social classes lived in that, the way it is in continental flats. You know, we lived in the grand flat, it just so happened. But some people lived in very small flats. But I also feel it's a way of accounting both for my coming of age. I lived there between the age of 9 and 19, and also the widowhood of my mother. My mother was widowed at the age of 35 with 3 young children after my father died suddenly in a car crash, and we lived there, you know, as a sort of truncated family. And I had a very difficult relationship with my mother. So in a way, this book will allow me to deal with both my very troubled coming of age and her considerable courage as a widow.
Right. See, there's so much that I could ask you, but I'm also conscious of time, and time is cruel. So all that's left for me to do is thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about Gwendolyn, the documentary. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.